Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Mitzorah. It's also Shabbos HaGadol. Hinei Anochi Sholeach Lachem Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol. It's going to be the big day. It's a big Shabbos with a lot of excitement. But sometimes the excitement of Shabbos HaGadol and all the rabbis' drashos lead one to forget about the rest of the Sedra. We will not let that happen. Let's get underway and look at Parshas Mitzorah. Parshas Mitzorah, of course, opens up with the first Pasuk. Zos Tia Torah Samitzorah. This is the Torah of the Mitzorah. And the Gemara and tells the story of Rav Alexandri, who would walk around telling whom me boy man boy schai. He would ask, who wants life, who wants life? And when he was asked by the people to teach his life, he would open up to the pasuk that said, Nitzor l'shon chameiro, svasacha medabe mirmar, based on the pasuk in Tillim, miyay shachav etzchayim, oliv yam liros tov, nitzor l'shon chameiro. Did he really think that the people didn't know of the need to protect one's tongue as a means of meriting long life? What's the goal over there? So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, Chatzadik Levracha stressed the value of using an example as a means of benefiting learning, even of life lessons that are as well known as Miyay Shachav Etzchayim. Going outside and demonstrating it makes a more important impact. It has that ability. And even something this clear benefits from a stress on it via a story told by a rochel, by a peddler. Rishmo Rozovsky, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, added that the simplicity in the lesson is something that was highlighted by the peddler. And that's what we're told. V'huva ela kohen, we're told that he should be brought to the kohen. And Rabbi Yerucham Zatzal, Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, would point out that the Torah happens, as a result of Lashon Hara. The Torah Samitzorah happens as a result of Lashon Hara, which is often the result of a person's reaction to the societal pressures around him. V'huva ela kohen, as a result of the situation, he's brought to the kohen through a lack of self-esteem that led him to make decisions to speak about others in order to build himself up. This is a severe contrast to the Nazir who brings himself up, like Rashi says in Bamidbar, in Parak Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, irrespective of what other people say. He's the one who brings himself up to pick himself into the situation, right? So the lesson of Ahuva is don't be brought around. Be a person, be your own mensch, and rise to the occasion. So his one of the things he's told is to bring a pair of birds. V'shilachas atzipor achayal p'nei asada, he sets the living bird out on the field. And Chizkuni notes that the person is like the bird. He was tied down by his sin, and now he goes free to rejoin his friends. So why does the Chizkuni need the example? Well, it's obvious that the person's going to go from Tamei to Tar. Why does he need the example in the lesson? So the author of the Sitcha Elyon suggests that the example runs deeper, lest the person think that he or she is too stained with sin, that he or she has no hope. The message here is that tshuva allows a person to rejoin society. Tshuva does have that ability to make a difference for us. And where does he proceed? He goes ahead and he gets sprinkled al ozen yado ha'imanis on his right ear, the alboen yado ha'imanis on his right thumb, the alboen raglo ha'imanis on his right toe. Now the right ear hears the Lashon Hara. The right leg runs after the Lashon Hara. But why does the right thumb need a sprinkling? So the great Rabbi Noach Sauber Shlita, one of the Menalim in the yeshiva here in Elizabeth, suggests that the thumbs, which are active in transferring Lashon Hara via text and email, also needs atonement. Sometimes Lashon Hara is transferred through a thumb, through a writing, through a text. We have a responsibility to rise. And we're told that there's not only nega that exists on the person, but rather in the future, Kisavo el Aretz Nasati Nega Tzaras Beveis Eretz Achuzaschem. Hashem promises that he's going to place a nega in the home. Now on the surface, that doesn't sound like a bracha shall be as Aretz. And that's why Rashi notes that the Goyim hid their values in the wall, and the nega that we highlight would indicate where exactly we're supposed to go to find it. So Rav Ruvain Bolka Shlita, one of the great Canadian Rabbanim, noted that the Torah is teaching us not to simply reach tangible results when evaluating the human condition. Tangible is often confused with real. And here, that's not the case. Appearance, the way things appear, like a nega, like a down, is actually not reality. The reality is that there's a bracha contained there within. Sometimes we have to understand in our lives things that appear on the surface to be a kala are actually a bracha in disguise, and we have to take advantage. Sometimes things that are dark have the ability to turn out to be a rainbow. And then the Kohen commands, and they should empty out the home. And Rashi notes that the concern here was for the Kli Cheres, because Kli Cheres can't be kashered if they are declared to be Tameh. So why are we so concerned about a kli cheres? A kli cheres would be able to be used. It would just only be able to be used betumah. So why is there such a concern in that situation? It's not useless, it's just limited. So Rav Elie Meir Bloch, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the great Talzer Rosh Hashiva, explains that unlike food eaten when one is tamei, which is what we call a one and done, you eat the food, whether you're tamei or tor, once it's gone, it's gone. Kli cheres remains, and could only be used in one state. And that's the concern. There's a concern for a person's soul on how he'll need to look at his gifts from Hashem if he looks at them as limited to a certain period of time in his own life. And thus the Torah shows Rachmanis on the person. It gives him the opportunity to understand that there's more for him to get out of life. There's more for him to see. So the Torah gives us the opportunity, Ufinu Asabayas, don't limit the Kli Cheres. Have the opportunity to see beyond it and gain from it and benefit. We're told that when it comes to the Zav, V'yadav lo shatach v'mayim, he didn't wash his hands. So the Gemara learns that this teaches us about the need to wash into the Siyadayim. So Mori Rabbi Rav Shechter Shalita would point out the comment of the Prima Gadim here, who says this is an asmachta. Then there is a differentiation between the concept of an asmachta and an asmachta biyama. Asmachta means that this was the intent of Hashem. Hashem left us with a hint, with the intent that the Chachamim discover it and establish the halacha. That's different than an asmachta biyama, whereby the hint is not as obvious. It's a gezerah, it's a geder, but it's an asmachta biyama. It just happens to be a pasuk. An asmachta is intentional, overtly, and it just needed to be discovered. Finally, in the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol, we were reminded of the comment of the great Rosh Hashiva of Haaretz Yom Rav Moshe Lichtenstein Shlita, who notes that the Haftorah concludes the book of Nevi'im, and it should be viewed in relation to a broader historical context. The Navi over here is speaking to future generations who don't have Nevi'im to turn to. And Moshe concludes the era of the written Torah, Malachi concludes the era of Nevuah. Both warn that the nation of spiritual dangers that lie ahead, and emphasize the fact that while things are shutting down, there's an eternal connection between Hashem and his nation, despite the nation's sins. No matter where we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with us. No matter where we turn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with us. But hopefully that turn will return. V'sechazeno einenu b'shuvchal u'tzion b'rachamim v'nisan nigalu b'nisan asidin ligahel. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that opportunity to experience that ge'ula, a Shabbat Shalom, HaGadol, to all.